Avraham Mordechai altar. Ultimately, the original Rav Avraham Mordechai altar, the son of the Chidushei Arim, got very sick. He had a machla that the doctors gave up on him. The mishpacha accepted the information. Couldn't believe the matzav of such a young man. If you perish at such a young age. And they told the Chidush Arim that the doctors gave up. Doctors said they tried. The Baradkan. It's not working. Chidush Arim walked into the room with his son, walked over to the bed, and he said to Rav Avraham Mordechai, "The doctors have given up. They don't think you could live anymore." And he bent over and he whispered something in the ears of Rav Avraham Mordechai. The next morning, Rav Avraham Mordechai got up, shocked all the doctors, lived on, and had a son named the Svas. What did the Chidush Arim say? What was the medicine? What's the trick? What? We need it. Now's the time. Chidush Arim, where are you? I want to hear this. Higi Azman. What did he whisper? Wherever Rabbi say. Let's learn together the last Rashi. On the last parsha for this year, as we approach the last Shabbos of the year, Parshas Netzavim. That Parshas Netzavim says, "V'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha halo davarhu." That the beginning of the tshuva process is the oisios v'shavta, the oisios shin beis. Suff, that within this Shabbos, within this Parsha, we can start a brand new process. What is it? How does it culminate? What's the message? As we said many times already this year, Hakol Holeich Achar Achasima, it's all the way you end. Just like in Hilchos Brachas, if you get the right bracha at the end, we pask in the bracha is Chal. So too, in the month of Elul, in the last few minutes, Rabbi say Hakol Holich Achar Achasima. So let's look. How did Rashi end the year? What is Rashi's message? How is the Torah in this week's Parsha Chosim? What is the Holich Achar Achasima of our Parsha, Parshas Netzavim? In Veshavta Veshabbos at Hashem Elokecha, make sure, Rabbi say, if you don't cut the whole shmuz, one thing just remember, Veshavta is Shabbos. Make this Shabbos like no other Shabbos of the year. That means when you make Kiddush Friday night with Kavona, that means when you have an opportunity to learn, you shteig, that means you should sing as many zmiras as you can. It should be Leibedik, it should be Hartzig, it should be a Veshavta Shabbos. This Shabbos should not be recognizable. Not any of the Narishkeit that you're involved with, everybody say. Now is Shabbos Nitzavim, a Shabbos of the Chasima. Now has the ability to be metaking all the other Shabbos, everybody say, like we quoted from from the Ponim Yofes, from the Makne. He writes in Meseches, in Meseches Ksubis in the Haflo, he says, just like you give a Besula, Besula is the Simen for Elul, she's given Yud Beis Chodesh, you can be mitakin in Elul, all the Yud Beis Chodesh. So Bameila in the Shabbos, I can be mitakin all the Shabbosos. And I'm not going to take advantage. I'm not going to be Mekayim, a real Shabbos, Rabbosai. That's what the Chasima is. Vishavta Vishabis. That's a shmuz on its own. Pasuk says in the end of the parasha, Haidoi Sibuchem, I'm warning you, I'm testifying to you, as a Shamayim Vesa Aret, Chayim Va Movis, Nosati Lufonecho, Habrocha Va Klolo. I give you options. Everything's about options. There's stock options, and then there's options of Chayim and Movis. Habrocha v'aklola, a life of blessing, v'aklola and curse. Says the Meir, says the Rebbeinu Shalom, u'bacharta v'chayim, l'mantichya ata v'zarecha. Choose life. Choose life. Choose life. Why? You know why, Tani? L'mantichya. Who just left? This pasuk's funny. Choose life, Laman Tichya? What in the world is the Torah talking about? I'm with Yosef. Nah, I'm not going to start cracking up in the middle of Chris Torah, but it's pretty fun. I'm saying a shmooze, I'll giggle a little bit. When I actually think about it, what's the Torah saying? The Torah goes on. La'avas Hashem lo'kecha l'shmo b'kolo l'dvav k'bo ki hu chayecha v'yarech yamecha. How do you read this? Oh, so let's look at Rashi. Let's look at the way Rashi ended the Torah. Says Rashi, I'm Bacharta B'chayim, choose life. Ani Moira Lachem Shetivchru B'chila Kachayim. I am guiding you and teaching you, right? Professor, Moira, make it the big bucks, professor. Moira, I have to tell you, I have to guide you. You don't know this stuff. You don't know the information. Accounting six, whatever. I don't know, the tax accounting. You don't know this stuff on your own. I got to teach you. What are you teaching me, professor? That's a nice watch. That's a good one. Choose the Rolex. That car is better. Choose the face. Everybody say, help me out over here.
The Maserati.
Oh.
Tesla.
Right away. He should have Atzlach. He's taking the LSATs right now. Something like that, right? The Nissan, whatever. B'char lecha chelek yofa ben achalosi. And he doesn't only tell him, choose that one. He says, David, come with me. Give me your hand, and a little closer, I can't feel it. I take your hand and I say, no, the Dunkin' Donuts, no, that one, okay? That's the one, not this, not the water. The water's not geshmak, this is geshmak. Might be some Chol Yisrael on the problem, but this is geshmak, okay? Chelek Yofa ben Achalosi, u'ma'amido al chelek ha'yofa, and he pushes his hands onto that nice car, onto the nice cup of coffee, onto the nice portion, the chelek ha'yofa. Va'omer like a zebra. That's the one you should choose. It's geshmak. This is that an Irish guy. That's it. What's that? That's a coffee. Va'omer like a zebra lecha. Val zenemer Hashem inas chelki v'koisiata tumecha goroli anachas yodi al goro. Hashem puts his hand onto the thing and guides you. So for sitting there like, well, I don't get it, Rebbe. I know coffee is better than water. Like what, shkoyach? What do you need? Rashi saying Bacharta Bachayim, what the Pshat in the Pasuk is that the Rabbeinu Shalom is going to guide you to choose the more geshmak thing. Why do I need the Rabbeinu Shalom? But he said, if I give you a choice, you can live or you can die. Just like push it, no, nothing deep, just push it. Does anyone need to make a choice? Does anyone even understand what this phrase means, that the Shari Tshuva says is a mitzvah essay min haTorah of a bacharta b'chayim? Did you make a conscious decision to breathe just now? To
take that sip if you were thirsty?
No.
Did you have to choose to do that? Did you even think about it?
Is it even oyla al adas that I need a tzivoy, a mitzvah, min Hashem? And Rashi's telling us, no, by the way, I want to explain to you, b'chayim to b'chayim. You don't only choose. God has to tell you, breathe. God has to tell you, make life. Choose the more geshmak car. What's b'chal going on? And why? L'man tichya. What does that even mean? Yosef's cracking up. What does that mean? What do these psukim mean? What's the end of the parsha telling us? What bechlal is going on in this parsha? You know, it's fascinating. If you look at the Sifrei in Parshas Re'eh, the Sifrei in Parshas Re'eh quotes two mashalim. Moshele echad she yoishiv v'parshas drachem v'yilafan of shnei shvilim echad she tchilas of mishur v'soif v'koytziv echad she tchilas of koytziv v'soif v'mishur v'ashem v'hayim v'idea sa'ayivrim v'as hasham v'omer lehem sh'atem royim shvil zeh she tchilas of mishur b'shtayim v'sholosh p'siyas atam mehalach b'mishur v'soif v'lotzis. The Sifrei starts off telling you and depicting of Bacharta that there's a juncture, there's a fork in the road, and there's two different mehalachim. But then the Sifrei ends off and says an entire different mashal. And tell me if this sounds familiar. Reb Shuv ben Karcha Arim and Mashal Amalek Shasa Suda Vehizmin Kol Aorchim. By a Oyev Mesav Beneim, and his friend was sitting amongst all the guests. By a Daimelito Maniyafe, the Lohayod Loidea, Kaven Shirash Aim Boidea, when he saw he didn't know which one, which piece of meat was actually geshmak, which steak was actually good. Right? Oh, remind me to tell you about the Shaila yesterday about the steak. Wow. Hot dogs on a frying pan. Woo! Puts his hand onto the manayofe and directs him to take that. So Rashi had a sifrei l'chayre in front of him when he wrote this Rashi. A sifrei in Parshas Re'eh. And Rashi chose not to take the example of the juncture. And Rashi chose to take the example of the person who's invited over and could choose the nice dish. And the king says, trust me, you got to taste that one. That one's geshmak. You know, like when you introduced to me the song Kiddush. Rebbe, you got to hear this song. You got to hear this song. This is the good one. He's right. I fell in love with it. Kiddush. Yeah, Mamash, that was the first time. David was we were learning Mikvos. It was Mamash the Tara. And then he introduced to me Mikvos. I mean, Kiddush. Why did Rashi choose that example? Why did Rashi choose that mashal in the Sifrei, in the same Sifrei as opposed to the other Sifreis? Rabbi said there's something pashut over here, but something profound. The Chiddush HaArim, after the doctors gave up and he saw that everyone was preparing for the death of Rav Avraham Mordechai Alter, the Chiddush HaArim walked up to him and whispered something in his ear. You know what he whispered? A pasuk from our parsha. He said to him, "Ubacharta b'chayim, and in Mirza Hashem you will be zoicha to a son, and you will have a future." So I don't get it. What is it that the Chiddush HaArim introduced to Rav Avraham Orter that ultimately was enabled the Sas Emes to come into this world? Shemi pivanu chayim. What is it that the doctors didn't give him? You know what the answer is, Rabbi Isai? We don't understand the pasuk in this week's parasha. We don't understand what we're davening for this Rosh Hashanah, Habal Eidol Etoiva, that this Shabbos will be 24 hours before the Yom HaGodol Vanoira. Uvacharta v'chaim has nothing to do with oxygen. Uvacharta v'chaim has nothing to do with whether or not your heart will continue pumping. Uvacharta v'chaim means what David HaMelech says. Loi omus ki echye. I don't want to live just a life that I'm not dead and my heart is pumping. That's not life. Emes, probably not even worth it. That's not what Rosh Hashanah is about. Unfortunately, so many of us think that that's what Rosh Hashanah is about. Mi yichye mi yomus is all about a pulse. You know, the Nefesh HaChaim gives a mashal. He says something unbelievable. He says, the emes is your neshama is not fully in your guf. The tip of your neshama is in your guf. But be'etzim, hazinu ha-shamayim v'adaber, your ruchnius is be'etzim in shamayim. It's in shamayim. It's in hecher o'ilomis. There's a part of your neshama that's in your guf. And that we connect to that hecher o'ilom. And he gives a moshul. He says your guf is like a shoe. Your whole body's not in the shoe. Your foot's in the shoe. And then memela connects to the rest of the body. A majority of your guf, Mendi, is not in the shoe. Wherever Abayisai, most of us go into Rosh Hashanah year after year, and what are we doing? We're pashut going to a shoe store. We go onto that little metal thing and we think of the scales and we see how many inches did our foot grow, yeah, right? And then all the kids get excited and they accomplish something because the foot grows, gewaldic, and you have to get feet, and then you want a Nike check and then this and that and Adidas and then... Everybody says, is that what Rosh Hashanah is? It's just about a shoe? It's just about a heart pumping? It's just about a pulse? It's just about a goof? It's just about money? You're not the only one who made this mistake. Rashi tells us, don't make this mistake. That's why Rashi has to choose. This is not about whether or not I'm just going to physically live or die. Uvacharta v'chaim is something that mamish needs guidance. Something that there could be two things in front of you and you won't even recognize how delicious that item is and what that is. If it's gold, so that I should recognize it, the answer is it's a life of pnimius. It's a life of meaning. It's true chayim. You know what our problem is, Rabbi Yisai? All of us that go to the shoe store every Rosh Hashanah and all we do is buy shoes and all we're sitting there is just lacing up the physical shoe. You know what our problem is? We say Zachrinu l'chayim, melechofitz b'chayim, but we have no idea what that means. Because we leave out the last few words. L'mancha Elohim chayim. That's what the phrase is. You know the mucker for that phrase? That phrase, the mucker for that phrase of Zachrinu l'chayim, l'mancha Elohim chayim. It's the answer to your question, Yosef. It's the answer to your laugh. It's ubacharta v'chaim l'man techye. Don't just live for chayim. Live for chiyus. Live and have a real life. A life of a shaychis. A life of a kesher with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. A life filled with Torah. Gemara Menachos tells us when it comes to tzitzis, the halacha is kesher elyon d'oraisa. The top kesher, that's d'oraisa. You know what that means, Rabbi Yisai? A life of kesher elyon. A life of a kesher with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, with the Eibishter. It's through the Deoraisa. It's through the Torah Kedoshah. My wife told me this week, you know what a false kesher is? You know what having a weak kesher is? You know when your Tanakh gets untied? You know what that is? You know what happens, Rabbi Yisai? It's Oisya Sheker. You're living a bacharta b'chaim that doesn't need this Rashi. You don't need to decide to drink if you're in the desert. You don't need a tzivoy. to breathe or to pump. You don't need a chidush arim to tell you, I want your body to work. Chidush arim put Rav Avram Alter in a different world that defied the doctors, that gave a mission statement above and beyond the physical world. That's how there were tzaddikim that survived such persecution, such difficulties in all the dairis, because they chose a b'charta b'chayim, which is above and beyond the physical world. They said the phrase achrinu l'chayim el chofetz b'chayim liman choy loikim chay. This is all Rabbi Yisai found in Rabbi Leibel Eger and Teres Emes in this week's parsha. Asking these kashas, b'charta b'chayim, do you mamash need a tzivui for this? You need a shari tshuva to tell you there's a mitzvah b'charta b'chayim. Leman tichya? What do you mean leman tichya? Why is it leman tichya? La'ava kihu chayecha, because that's your life. What's the repetitiveness? Zochtet Rebbe Le'eger, no, you're misunderstanding the parasha. Torah is telling us what real, true life is. What we're really about to daven for this Rosh Hashanah. And guess what? When we live a life of la'ava Hashem, like the pasuk continues, then the pasuk says, leman tichya. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds, he says, yeah, that's an automatic, there's a reciprocation over here. I'm automatically going to give his life because that's why he's here. Ki hu chayecha. Because that's really the reason I put you on this world. That's why I did this. So memela, you're going to continue living. Because you are on the mission. You are continuing on the right way. The pasuk reads like a charm of b'charta b'chayim leman tichya la'ava ki hu chayecha avadeh. That's what life is. Zokter Rebbe Eger, that's mamish ani ledoidi vedoidi li, is in this pasuk. Ubacharta b'chayim la'ava hu ani ledoidi. That's when I decide to choose a real life. When I decide with the guidance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu putting my hand on the right portion, like Rashi has to tell us, and be masbir something that's so poshut to us. And the answer is, it's not poshut. But you choose a real b'chira b'chayim la'ava Hashem alekecha. That's the ani l'doidi shiroi mezal magmes ha'odim b'chayim sheyeh la'avo. I'm going to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shubachinas ani l'doidi. Leman tichye. Merub mezal v'doidi li. Memela, then the Rabbi Shalom responds on Rosh Hashanah. If you, this Parshas Netzavim, choose a b'char to b'chayim, and you choose the ani l'doidi la'avo Hashem alekecha, then memela what? Leman tichye. Ki hu chayecha. It's poshet. It's an automatic reaction. It's like molecules. Yeah, you put this concoction together. The melech, there's chiyus. But you have to make what? One major decision. How do I want to live? What do I want my Rosh Hashanah to look like? Do I just say Zachrein Elochayim Elochavitz B'chayim, misunderstand the whole phrase, and leave out and mumble Laman Chalekayim Chayim? It's for you. Do I forget all the Lamans? Do I read this phrase in this parshu B'chayim to B'chayim Laman Tichya and I laugh? Because what am I laughing? What am I thinking? I should live because I have to live. What's the chivoy? What is David HaMelech saying? Lo yamus ki echye. What is the chidush arim being mechadesh? The answer is, you don't understand what life is. If you're missing Torah, if you're missing mitzvahs, connection, tzavsa, a ladder, if you're missing midis, you're not just an avarion. You're a walking dead man. Roshim b'chayeyem nikre mesim. Moirav raboisai Rosh Hashanah. Atem loy oivrim shira. Says the Gemara, why can't we sing shira to the Rabbeinu Shalom? It's tachli yontif. The halacha is you have to say shira on a yontif. It's a mishnah in Erechin. Why don't we sing shira? Why don't we say hallel? Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Mesim Unochem Lefonecha. Va'atem Oimrim Shira. So we always grew up and we understood it's life or death. We can't sing Shira on a day of life or death. People are going to die this year, so how can we sing Shira? Rabbi Yisai, people died on Pesach. People die all the time. Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Mesim Unochem Lefonecha. There are people that are going to decide right now
even if their heart's going to continue pumping, they're not going to follow Rashi's guidance and choose Bacharta B'chayim. Loy ha-mesim yahaleluka. Hashem doesn't want Shira from people who could say a Pledge of Allegiance. Hashem doesn't want Shira and just go like this and start the bowl game. That's not what Shira is. Shira is a chias. Shira is a response. Shira is a hakore. Shira is living in a world that the Chiddush HaArim tells us, enough with these machines. You are going to create a sasemes. Ubacharta b'chayim. That's what the Chiddush HaArim told him, and that's what revived Rav Avram Alter and made the sasemes. Rabbi said, it's not just stories about the Chiddush HaArim. When I thought about this shmooze, Rabbi said, and I saw this Rav Leibel Eiger, reminded me of my father, Zichrono Levracha, who also died young. This is going to be the fifth yard site, as I told you. Sfar Makdashim explained that Rosh Hashanah is the Rosh of the Shana. Anyone who knows anything about medicine understands that the most complex, detailed, intricate area of the body is the Rosh. It's very chashiv in the medical field to meet a neurologist, let alone a neuro-oncologist. Someone who can help and try and be'emes, Rabbi say, unfortunately, I've been through the parsha. There's nothing really there that we have yet. The Rebbe Shalom hasn't yet given us the cure. The Yena Machla, especially when it comes to the Rosh, when it comes to the Moich. But if you have any opportunities to ever just take it, to really want to understand Rosh Hashanah, what it means to focus on the Rosh, you should speak to a neurologist. Ask him what it's like when you're having that craniotomy. Your mom is opening up the skull. Literally, I'm not exaggerating one bit. Opening up the skull and working and moving around parts of the brain. And that's what my father had. He had a brain tumor. A horrible machlo. And he had his first craniotomy. He had two craniotomies within 3 weeks of each other. One he had here in Columbia. Another one he had in North Carolina in Duke University. It was Thursday morning, if I remember correctly. He had his first craniotomy. My brother, being a doctor as well, and a Kavaldika son, was going to stay over the night and be with him for the surgery. Should have his oldest son, he loves dearly, but also it's helpful to have someone in the medical field, you know. Us Jews, we're all about protexia, who you know, what you know, how you know. My brother stayed with him that morning because surgery was the first operation in the morning. Now, he had an excellent surgeon in Colombia. Top. Very impressive. But this guy is the definition of busy. He cannot waste a second. He's got six craniotomies lined up that day. That each one takes at least 5-6 hours. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Mamish, I have a busy day Thursday, he tells my brother. 6 a.m, he's already prepped, ready for operation. That means he already went in to the prep room and got all the scans and took all the blood pressures and everything. And everything's mukhan and everything's ready. I need you to work like clockwork. You got it? You got it? He said to my brother Avram, you got it? You got it? This is what has got to be done. Then we go. Hopefully we'll be in there for X number of hours. Hopefully everything will go smooth. That's going to be the story.
My brother said, you got it. We'll take care of it. No problem. We'll be there. 100%. Brother. Nurses come in the next morning. I'm not there. This is my brother's telling me after the surgery. Nurses come in the next morning. Brother's trying to move my father. You know, we gotta move it. We have a big day today. We gotta take care of it. We gotta start getting prepped. This doctor, we can't mess with this doctor. He's got a crazy schedule. It's gotta happen, please. Father gets up. They roll him into the prep room right before the operation. The brother just runs to go check on something. Father stands up. Abba, what are you doing? What's going on over here? What do you know what I'm doing? You know exactly what I'm doing. We cannot right now. You have a tour. There's no problem afterwards. Please just, we can't mess up this guy. My father said to my brother, there is no way I am walking into this operating room without checking in with the Roife Chobosser and with davening and speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and putting talis and tefillin on and speaking to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. My brother, I'm not going to argue with him. Do like a 4 o'clock mincha on the top in the second floor in Gluck. You know, it's like, do something like, you know, something arranged before surgery. You know, one of those things, once in a while, just help me out over here. I'm Avin Yavin, Rabbi Yisai. That's my opinion about that minion. Rabbi Yisai, come on. Just, Father Davis. Nurses are on shpilkas. Yishev Adas. Ashrei will see my brother's like trying to pull off the pill, trying to wrap, you know, like the little kids trying to wrap it, you know, at the end of the davening is that. This week I started crying. I started thinking about this story. Because you know what the message my father was telling us? He was telling us, Uvacharta v'chayim l'man tichya is a phrase that makes no sense. And without a story of a Chidush Arim whispering into his son's ear, the Pasuk doesn't read straight and Rashi doesn't read straight. Why does Rashi have to tell you what to choose? Choose the gold, go for the gold. The Teretz is because it's not in this surgeon's hands. And I don't care how many cases he has. First comes, Ubacharta b'chayim limancha Elokim chayim. That's what I'm davening for. That's what I'm living for. And if that's not able to happen, then there is no purpose. I am not walking into a shoe store, said my father. That's not what Rosh Hashanah is. This is a real bechira. David HaMelech told us, lo yamus ki echye. A real chiyus. A chiyus with the entire phrase and understanding what it means. And this should be what Rosh Hashanah is about. Every decision in our lives should follow from that original craniotomy, that surgery. That is the Rosh of the Shana. That just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling me at the Chasima of the year, Ubacharta b'chayim l'man tichye. Ki hu chayecha, memela it's going to happen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be doidili. He's going to give you life. Because you made the right choices. Because you understood what it means to live. And you don't live in the world of Sheker, but rather you live in the world of Kesher. You understand that a chiyus without ruchnius, a chiyus without dveikus, a chiyus without making every hachlota, every decision, al pi das Torah, al pi what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, what's the ratzon aboire? How am I going to elevate myself from this matzav? Is this shtipnish? Am I really serious about my avodas Hashem? That's the only way to continue living. Otherwise, Rabbi Yisai, you don't understand a pasuk in Chumash. The Rabbi Shalom doesn't tell you to drink. The Rabbi Shalom doesn't tell you to eat. The Rabbi Shalom doesn't talk about oxygen. He doesn't talk about carbon dioxide. So what's he doing in this week's parsha? And what's Rashi elaborating? And why is Rashi choosing one mushal over the other? What do I need this for? The Teretz is because you can walk into Rosh Hashanah as a shoe store, or you can walk into Rosh Hashanah into the Rabbi Shalom's office. You can walk into that surgery, kissing up to the surgeon and thinking he's the man, or you can walk into the surgery with having a few more seconds with your talus and tefillin on. That's PrEP, not blood pressures. That's what my father told me. Probably the last real message I got from my father. He told me, you bachar to bachayim. I don't care how busy this guy is. Mamish. I would have the same reaction as my brother. So nervous, I don't want to take him off. You know who's going to mess it up? Chas v'shalom, now he's going to delay this surgery and then it's going to mess up the whole thing that we have to go now to North Carolina and we have to figure out all the medicines and everything and get a plan there. And then in 3 weeks from now, we're going to have another craniotomy. It's going to delay everything. Yeah. But without leman tichya, without a real chias, so then Rav Avraham Mordechai Alter would have died. And the Sfas Emes would have never existed. And his namesake, the Imre Emes, would have never existed, come into existence. And that defied all of the predictions of the doctors. That defied all the surgeons, all the craniotomies. That's the real neurological surgery. Rosh Hashanah. Wherever Rabbeisai, Rashi ends this year. The Torah ends this year with a message that is probably the most important message of the Torah. Poshet, an idea that to us sounds obvious, but once you really focus on what it actually means and how you put the whole phrase together, is mamish gold. Ha'idoisi b'chem ayon. U'bacharta b'chayim leman tichya atev zarecha. What type of life? La'avas Hashem lokech l'shmo b'kolo u'lutov kabo. Once it's all full of that, Rabbi say, of course it's going to exist. Of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be L'day Dili, says the Torah Semes. Says Rabbi Leig. Because you chose real life. Because you want to live in that way. The boys say, we're at the end. How do we make the last few minutes of Achanus? Close our eyes for a second and think in the truest way possible. No shtick, no friends, no chaver. Do I actually understand what I'm asking? Zachreinu l'chaim el'chavetz b'chaim l'mancha l'man elikim chayim. Is my life l'man tichya? Is my real decision before Rosh Hashanah ani l'doyi? Or is everything going to be about, will I get the job? Will it be successful with this girl? Will I get popular? Will I make six figures? Will I be driving this car? Boy said, that's all just one big shoe store. So you have a big foot, right? They have stores like that. There's certain people like oversized feet. No, they have those things. You can order them online now. Amazon, it's not there. You don't need a whole Rosh Hashanah for that. You don't want to hang out and spend your Rosh Hashanah with a shoe salesman, talking to him all day. We have this, and we have that, and we have that. Shkoyach. You know, it's great. I think you should see some other customers. I have to have a moment with God now. I have to actually choose life. But not your life. Not your shoe. I have to actually choose a chias. I have to go in with my surgeon. With my doctor. What do you say? U'bacharta b'chayim. L'man tichye. It's not a kasha. La'ava? Kihu chayecha. It's going to happen. You know why? Because you chose the right thing. Says Rabbi Leibel Eiger, the phrase makes so much sense. When you actually understand what Chaim is. You put everything together. Now it's a real phrase. Chidush HaRim. Let's do it. Let's take these last few minutes of this year. Let's say that this Rosh Hashanah is going to introduce a new life. A rebirth. Hayoim Haras Olam. There's a new beginning. A new child that's coming into the universe. You don't see a person for a year, you have to make a bracha. You know why? Marsha says, it's Rosh Hashanah. Naturally, in Teva, a person shouldn't live. It's not Al Pi Din. Every year, you should die. So why do you make Baruch Chaim Mason? Because it's a new life. It's post-Rosh Hashanah. He went through a new life. He was reborn. It's a new opportunity. Says the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, Nasa Shem Acher. He's a different person. Totally different individual. Totally different personality. You know why? Because he went from a shoe store to Hecher Olamos, to the world of the Chidush HaRim, to the world of Rav Avraham Mordechai Alter, to the world of creating Svasemesis. Rabbeisai, you have that ability. And you know who believes it the most? The Melech Malchei Amloch. The person that you're going to connect to on this Rosh Hashanah. And that you're going to be Mamlech. He believes in you. He wants to respond on this Rosh Hashanah. The Doidi Li. Problem is, Rabbeisai, we don't start with the Bachar to Bechayim, the Ani L'doidi. We don't meet with that hachana. We don't meet with that decision. He can only respond v'doidi li if we can honestly say, I want life. I really want life, an emistic life. I don't want to just breathe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want life. That's what I want. Rabbeisai, this is relevant to all of you and relevant to you forever in whatever stage you're in. I see people. This is the problem in our door, Rabbeisai. Problem in our door, the depression, everything that we're dealing with, Rabbeisai. It's because we don't know what life is. The biggest problem is this mitzvah of the Shaarei Teshuva, Ubacharta Bachai. We don't know the basics. We're so confused. We're so clouded by everything else. We don't know what's emes. And we look at this Rashi and we sit, what? God has to put my hand on the gold? Yeah, because you have no clue what the gold is. You're so confused. There's a Ramai that we spoke about last week that just tricks everything and just fools you that everything is going to buy you happiness and fulfillment and meaning. But he's mamish, he's a Rami, he's a Ramai. He's mamish, he tricks us. He colors the whole world. He colors the whole world, like the Baal Shem Tov says. That's what the Yetzer Hara does. He just colors. He's a big coloring book. That's what he is. He's like your kid in pre-1A. That's mamish trying to stay between the lines. How he colors. He's an excellent colorer. Excellent, excellent. Hey, excellent. You don't have to stay 2 years in pre-1A. You can go to the next third grade. You color between the lines. That's all it is. He's just coloring. Abacharta b'chayim. Let's choose what life is. Let's actualize it. Let's recognize this is not just a schmooze, Rabbeisai. This is the schmooze. This is the yisoid of life. That's what Rashi's saying. This is the way I want you to end the year. Rashi gave a sheer stima. He ended his year with this. Parshas Netzavim. What's the final schmooze, Rashi? I'm going to tell you that when you have gold on the table, the guy, the melech tells you, and he puts your hand on the gold. Shkoyech. Because if you look at the parsha, if you look at what a Vachartu B'chayim L'man Tichy is, now you understand what Rashi was telling you not to think. Wherever Rabbeisai, let's make this year different. Let's make this Rosh Hashanah to be the beginning of the engine and the start of a car that's going to fly into Shemayim and doesn't need to keep the wheels on the ground. Let's stay, Rabbeisai. Let's mamish be koine meseches chulin. Let's mamish be koine in our aliyah in mitzvahs and make that to be a ladder between us and the Rabbeinu Shalom. A ladder that's oila ada shamayim, that lives in different worlds, that defies the regular natural rules and regulations of teva. Let's now, mirtzah Hashem, improve in our midas toivis, in our kibud av ha'eim, in our way that we're now going to go to our parents, Rabbeisai. Don't be all frum. Don't put all your chumras out there and say, you don't know this, you don't know that. I learned chulin, and I know about sli, and therefore this is going to answer this, and this is going to answer that. No one asks you to be a poisek. Okay, you have personal shilas, let's discuss it. But you have to remember, kibud av aim is one of the aseres hadibris, and that is mamish ayusoid, and every chumra is going to create a kula. So Rabbeisai, don't now take all of your frumkeit and now make it into an aveira. Ein kategor nasa sanegor. Don't make schuyos and now make it into, you're now walking into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, like with the big day Zohav, which is the egel, which reminds us of the egel. Don't take all of the lima that we've learned and everything about kashrus and eno ben yomo kli and now say, oh, you're an amoretz. That's not chiyas. That's not chai. Let's grow. Let's grow in our kibud aveim. Let's grow in our midas tovus. Let's go in our asik and mitzvahs. Let's think. Let's take a second before we get involved in a mitzvah and think the reason why the Ritva tells us why we make a bracha over Las Yosem. The Ritva in Psachim Adav Zayin, what does he say? Because you should think what you're about to do. Kavona. Understand where you are, what oilam you're in. Understand what it means to be ubacharta b'chayim. What a real chiyas is. Don't just shake the lulav and put it down. Why don't you just go to a nightclub and just shake your body? That's not what this is about, shaking lulav. Khalid, that's what it means. It means people are just shaking lulavs and they're making it like a dance. Don't make a bracha then. Because there's no kavana involved. There's no premius. There's no chiyas. It's not a joke. Life's not a joke. People understand that there are people that are looking around this room that understand, and they've seen other people that miss the boat on this message, that have kids, that have grandchildren, and then they come at the end of their lives and they're, where? Was Chaim just oxygen? Was that what it was all about? Those people that chat, those people that are now being Messiah Dafyomi. On the way to here, Rabbi, I got a phone call from one of the parents of the Balabatim of my shul, David Goldberg from Edison. A lawyer, very busy man, emailed me last night. He says, Rabbi Elazar, when can I call you? I said, I'm in the car from this and this time. Please call me then before I come to yeshiva. He calls me up in the morning. I have no idea what he's going to talk to me about. And I almost got into an accident. Rabbi Elazar, I want to invite you, Chav Ches Tishrei, to please come to my home in Edison to join me in my Siyum HaShas. I almost got into an accident. His Siyum HaShas. Do you know how busy this man is? How did he do that? How did he accomplish that? How did he prioritize that? How did he make this happen? He's a lawyer. He's busy. He's got clients. He's got a family. He's got food to put on the table. He's probably supporting so many other people. The answer is, he spoke to the Chiddush Arim. The answer is, he puts on his tefillin before he goes into the craniotomy. The answer is, he had a shver kasha when he read the pasuk in this week's parasha. What are you saying? Rashi, what are you giving me this mashalim? It's pashit. The answer is, it's not. Shaking lulav is not a dance. No matter what stage you're in, no matter how busy you get, I still want to live. Ubacharta b'chaim's got to stay with me. That's the mitzvah the Shari Tshuva told us. The mitzvah, probably the yisoid of all mitzvahs. Ubacharta b'chaim. Before you put on tefillin, before you shake a lulav, before you blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, let's start with a foundation. Let's start with the ABCs. Shir Psicha. And all kol mitzvahs of the Torah. Or Shir Chasima. To sum it all. Hakol elechachar chasima. What do I need? You need to choose life. You need to really have chiyas. You need to learn from David HaMelech that this is not just about circulation and pulse. It's not only about the EMTs, Rabbi Say. We need spiritual EMTs. L'man tichya. Live l'man tichya. Don't live just chiyas of a shoe store. Ritz Hashem Rabbi Yisai, I want to wish everyone, each and every one of you, that is mamish, first of all, what a chasima. I'm so proud of you guys. Mamish, you brought this challenge onto yourself. I mean, you could say, well, Amalei Letzara Zos, this is so complicated. What happened to the classic lumdus, you know, like nice things, you know, everything cheerful, like, you know, Baba Kama, you know, Shemak, you know, like the big, what do I have to, it's so complicated, and then Lamaisa, and then Shulchan Aruch, and Shach Taz, it's endless. Im lo yachshav emasai, you guys said. That was your lashon last year. Im lo yachshav emasai, if I'm not going to do it now, when am I going to do it? When am I going to learn about Nino Ben Yoma? When am I going to learn about Sli? When am I going to learn about Kfela? When am I going to learn about the joke about two Sephardim and a goy. When am I going to do this? You did it, Rabbi Yisai. That should be a schus for each and every one of you guys. Kadosh Baruch Hu, these boys want chis. They've chosen on themselves. They are going to make a Rosh Hashanah that's going to last. You know why? Because already at the end of last year, they decided what their Elul is going to look like. Rabbi Yisai, my bracha to you is that this Elul and this Rosh Hashanah should take from this Elul and should spill over into the next year. And you should have a year, both importantly, of Aliyah and Ruchnius, Mirtz Hashem, and everyone should be nechtav for everything else that's necessary to get to that Laman Tichya, to get to that Lamancha Lekim Chayim, and have a Lamancha in life. And it shouldn't be just a song. Lamancha. No, it's an emes. It's an emes. Lamancha. Lamancha, Lamancha, Lamancha. That's probably the most important word. Lamancha. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm choosing it. That's what it's about. One more.